FM.
Good morning, I'm Erin Roan. Tensions between Australia and China are escalating after more than 130 countries backed our government's call for a review into the origins of COVID-19. The inquiry passing unanimously at the World Health Assembly in Geneva overnight. And while Beijing has accepted the decision, delegates are angry with Australia's approach. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has told the ABC it's unfortunate China has reacted this way.
We have seen a resolution co-sponsored by 137 countries, which I understand to be possibly the largest co-sponsoring of a WHA resolution ever.
Beijing has also slapped a huge tariff on Aussie barley importers, but denies it's in retaliation to the probe. To the US now, and Donald Trump has hit back at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for describing him as morbidly obese. It comes after she criticised the US president for taking an anti-malaria medication to prevent coronavirus, despite there being no scientific evidence to back it up.
These people are sick. Pelosi is a sick woman. She's got a lot of problems, a lot of mental problems. We're dealing with people that have to get their act together for the good of the country.
And it's the good news story we all need today. A Chinese man who was snatched as a toddler 32 years ago has been reunited with his mother. The man was snatched and sold to a childless couple for less than $900 in 1988. His mother never giving up hope he was out there. He is now planning to move back in with his birth parents.
You ready?
In sport, New South Wales assistant coach Greg Alexander has accused the referees union of holding the NRL to ransom. ARL commission boss Peter Vlandis believes it could cost the game up to $200,000 in legal fees, with the dispute heading to the Fair Work Commission tomorrow. Alexander telling Fox Sports it's pretty poor timing at the moment.
I think in the current climate it's ridiculous. They mightn't be happy about going back to one ref, but man up a bit and just get on with it.
And Carlton veteran Mark Murphy believes shorter quarters could help to extend his career.